You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
August 9th, 2007,
with our musical guest,
John Auer.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
It's 2 p.m. and the stars are aligned, so it must be time for the Radio 8 Ball Show with Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of this show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon, it's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun, and when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Today's musical provider is John Auer. Throughout the show, I invite you to invest the questions asked with your own intentions and start thinking of a question you might like to ask when we open up the phone lines in the second half of the show. Whether this is your first time or you are a regular listener to the Pop Oracle and Radio 8 Ball is sure to have some surprises in store for you, so please stay tuned to the Radio 8 Ball Show.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
This is Daniel Pinchbeck, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
And welcome back to the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. Our musical guest on today's show is John Auer. John is something of a regular on the Radio 8 Ball Show. He'll be our live guest at the September 13th live event at the Capitol Hill Arts Center, and he's also going to be performing at the live Radio 8 Ball Show, which we will be presenting in Los Angeles later this month. So welcome back to the Radio 8 Ball Show, John.
Wait a minute. You mean I'm doing more shows than this one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're locked in.
Well, thanks for telling me. So now I know. No, it's great to be back, seriously.
It's like Ghost Rider. Your blood's on the contract.
Now my head's on fire, so that makes sense. I am like Ghost Rider.
That's great. So you're very familiar with this format. You have a list of 8 songs.
I do.
And
uh-huh.
Numbered 1 through 8. And
yes.
We're going to ask questions and pick a number, and you'll play the song next to the number on your list.
Correct.
So we're just going to jump right into it. Unless is there anything that you want to let people know about things that you're doing in the world that...
No, I think you really kind of covered it all with the Radio 8 Ball thing. I do have a record out called Songs from the Year of Our Demise, a solo record that is definitely worth checking out. And given the right numbers today, you'll get some songs from that. So
awesome.
All right.
Okay. Well, I know what I want to ask, because this week is my birthday. My birthday is on Sunday, and so my question is, well, actually, you know what? I'm going to back up on this for a second, because there's been something that's been in my mind, and I think I know what I'm going to ask, and then something else pops up. The holy day of Radio 8 Ball, August is the holy month of Radio 8 Ball, because it's the 8th month, and the 8th, you know, the 8 is there.
Okay.
And I've been thinking that the date I really want to live to see is August 8th, 2088, which would make me 120 years old. So I want to know if I'm going to make it to August 8th, 2088, and I want to go with song number 8.
Giving up the gory details, and it left me tongue-tied, searching elementary sickness. Now I don't want to think and I don't want to feel. I wasn't aware this was part of the deal. When I put my finger on a greater expectation. But just my luck, I lack the patience of a statesman. And all of my language will fail to convey that I'm terribly twisted around what I say and the message that I threw away. I don't have it now. 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 So I keep hiding, and it only grows to hurt me. But time is wasting, and I'm watching it desert me. I'm digging a hole and I'm making it deep, and I'm starting to question the hours I keep and the answer that I put to sleep. I don't have it now. 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 So I'm writing with the hope that someone's reading. For all too likely runs the risk of me repeating. But I don't have the guts to prevent the decay, and I'm terribly twisted around what I say and the courage that I threw away. I don't have it now. 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 I don't have it now.
Nice. What's the name of that song?
It's a song called Throwaway.
Beautiful, beautiful. Great answer to my question, actually. I mean, scary great answer to my question. The question, will I live to the high holy day, Radio 8 Ball Day of this coming century, which would be August 8th, 2088. Do you want to give me your interpretation of what you thought about that, or do you want to hear what I think first?
Let's go with what you've been thinking.
Well, first of all, I when I heard you singing it, I thought you were saying, I don't have a now, as opposed to, I don't have it now. I heard it at the end that you were saying, I don't have it now. But at first, I don't have a now, which is sort of like, oh, well, you know, stop thinking about the future. Pay attention to what's present. And there seemed to be some of that in the lines, time is wasting and I'm watching it desert me, was a really potent line. And there's a way that I, by putting that out there, because I know the odds are against me living to be 120 years old.
They are.
Although, you never know what they're going to come up with.
This is true.
But even if they come up with stuff, there's still the odds are against me living to 120 years old. But there's a way of, like, with Radio 8 Ball, like trying to dig something that's deep enough to outlive me in a way. Like, so like the idea of digging a hole and making it deep, like setting something out there that's beyond what's necessarily attainable. But like, it's like that idea, like when you run through the finish line, you know, you don't try and run just to the finish line or else you're slowing down when you get there, but to run right through it. So my intention and my aim is towards something beyond what's actually attainable. And that, again, writing with the hope that someone's reading, with the idea that if I'm not actually able to be there in person, that I'll be at least, that the Radio 8 Ball, the thing that I'm trying to help create here, this forum will exist to that point, and that at least the memory of what I'm doing will exist there. And then just such an elementary sickness also jumped out at me, like the idea of wanting to live a long time or wanting to outlive your, you know, for your memory to outlive you.
That's a very human condition type of thing, yeah.
And again, pulling you out of the present moment too. Like, really, in the long run, who really cares? And again, there's so many lines in there that I put my finger on a greater expectation.
But just my luck, I lack the patience of a statesman. Ooh, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that. I think it's always probably good to try to overreach, because I think everybody inevitably falls a little short of what you have in your head or in your heart. It's just, it's kind of inevitable. I mean, you can almost get where you visualize, but you need to strive for more just to kind of compensate, I think, because you should really aim high, I think. But it also sounds like you're maybe trying to, I hate to maybe bandy about the word legacy, but you're trying to maybe think about this in terms of where, you know, how it will be remembered, and maybe if it gets to a point where it perpetuates itself without you around too, mm-hmm. which is an interesting concept for every human to consider and what they do in their life, I think. Yeah. Will you be remembered? Will what you do, you know, live on without you, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it made me very glad that I didn't ask that as my birthday. Is like, I was going to ask, could I have a song for my birthday? And I don't have it now would be a very depressing song for a birthday.
Wouldn't it, though?
So
it really would.
I'm glad that I asked the question I asked.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin. This is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin. Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
This is Sandman the Rapping Cowboy, and Radio 8 Ball taught me to ride bull.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. I'm your host, Andras Jones, and I'm here with singer-songwriter John Auer. And on the line from right here in Seattle, we have Dan McComb, the co-founder of Biznic, a social network that helps independent professionals connect with each other to build their businesses. Biznic has 2,500 members in Seattle and members in more than 70 countries around the world. And Biznic is also one of our newest sponsors. So welcome to the Radio 8 Ball Show, Dan. Dan? What happened to Dan? We lost Dan. I guess let's try and get him on the line again. And in the meantime, this gives us a perfect little opportunity to check in with John Auer. How's that martini treating you?
Oh, it's fabulous. You know, I just love watermelon in my martini. So
very nice.
Really, really good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you are going to be the... this is a good time to talk about the live Radio 8 Ball show.
I've done it before, obviously. You were there because it was your thing. But it's weird. I didn't expect to end up doing as much as I have, and it's really turned into kind of a organic thing. You know, and you know I travel a lot, too. Like, I mean... I was in Norway like 4 days ago, and then at the beginning of the month I was in Japan for a solo tour as well. So I didn't expect to have as much going on when I got back, but all of a sudden it's just all filled in, and I'm really kind of happy about it.
Yeah, so. It's kind of scary how, like, it doesn't seem like there you would have time to be involved in a little old show like ours.
I tell you, I'm actually really, I don't know, it's a nice fit, I think. It works out well. We have a good time. And
I have a blast with it.
You know, it's like, the, you know, peanut butter, you're the peanut butter, I'm the chocolate, or vice versa. you know.
You can be the peanut butter if you want. I'll
and
be
you be the chocolate. That's, yeah, you're wearing the appropriate clothing for that today. And right. I smell like peanut butter, so it works out. Did I just say that? I did. Yeah. Anyways.
We have Dan McComb from Biznik on the line. Hey, Dan.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Awesome to be here.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Biznik, and then give us a question.
Sure, that sounds great. I do have a question in mind. And first off, I just wanted to share with you about Biznik. Biznik is a pretty exciting thing for anyone who is starting a business or who has been self-employed or is self-employed or who is a freelancer. It's designed for a new generation of business people who are interested in taking their lifestyle, their sense of self, and their priorities into business as opposed to checking them at the office door. They're looking for ways to blend their personality and aesthetic into the business aspect of their lives. And so we've created this social network. You know, you've heard of MySpace and Facebook, which are huge, cool networks. But there's a compelling business case to be made for applying the same technology into specifically business. And in our case, it's particularly independent business, businesses that are generally companies of one or very small, you know, the early startup entrepreneurial phase of a business. Biznik helps you find others like yourself, entrepreneurs interested in collaborating or forming groups. You can jump into a discussion on a topic that interests you, discover what people just like you have learned, and avoid the pitfalls of starting a business, and hopefully avoid the high cost of failure. Biznik has events. All the events that Biznik does are hosted by members for members. It's a calendar online at biznik.com/events, and we currently have about a dozen to 20 events per month in Seattle, all of them on topics that are relevant to indie business, and a lot of them are social events. We just had one at the McLeod residence last week that had about 150 people showed up at that. So it's a great way to meet people who are doing the same thing that you're doing in business, and our underlying tagline is collaboration beats competition.
I'm not sure if I agree with that. No, I'm just kidding.
if you're Microsoft, maybe. Yeah.
So do you have a question, something that's up in your life or something about Biznik or something that you'd like to ask the Pop Oracle?
The thing that I would like to know is, how come people take themselves so seriously in business?
How come people take themselves so seriously in business? Okay.
It's one of the things I've observed, you know, and that's what we created Biznik to kind of introduce the element of fun back into business. But I'm curious, why is that? Why do people do that?
Okay, would you pick a number between 1 and 7?
How about 3?
Okay, song number 3.
Glory be, I can't believe there's a seat at the table where you used to be, and shadows in my heart are suffering. Well, sakes alive, if we could only tell you one last time, now that you can't hear at what we finally arrived. There's no wondering where you are now. You're so far now that you can't get any farther away. There's no wondering where you are now. You're so far now and you can't get any farther away. Been from Tennessee to New Orleans, every state of mind in between. For the life of me, please tell me why. I've been from east to west, coast to coast, looking for the pain that hurt me the most, more than anyone could ever hope to ignore. There's no wondering where you are now. You're so far now that you can't get any farther away. There's no wondering how you'd be now, for I can see now and you can't get any farther away. Red sunset on a movie screen with every shade of evening in between. This is how you'll always be to me, so it seems. And in your arms I learned to breathe. You brought me up, then let me be. You dared to let me go, to set me free.
And what's the name of that song?
It's a happy little title. It's called Cemetery Song, actually.
Cemetery Song.
Mm.
The answer to how come people take themselves so seriously in business. Dan, you were still with us?
I am.
So do you want to give us your interpretation of that as the answer to your question, or do you want to hear what we think first?
Well, I guess the thing that occurred to me was that generally people, when they start a business, really are trying to go far, and they're really trying to reach for their dreams in many cases, and invent a reality that makes sense to them and that brings them the things that they want and need, and perhaps even breathe life into a vision that they have for the future. That's serious stuff. So I suppose in some ways that that goes hand in hand with that.
Yeah. What did you think, John?
Well, it's funny, actually. I mean, the song is, it's really about loss, and it's about imagined loss, and mm-hmm. I imagined the loss of, it was almost like written as like what was going to happen when one of my parents isn't around anymore, mm-hmm. like you don't have this opportunity to spend time with them, and the line, there's no wondering where you are now, you're so far now you can't get any farther away. Well, death kind of being the final curtain, mm-hmm. That's it, potentially.
Right.
At least in your chance to get to know them in the, the material world or whatever, however you want to look at it. For me, it was like just an open letter to those people in my life that I love saying, what's it going to be like when you're not there? And thank you for raising me and all that kind of stuff. I think what occurred to me is you talked about taking yourself seriously. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I always think about when people die is how much it makes you look at your life and mm-hmm. makes you reassess what's really important to you. Like, it's kind of sad, and maybe it's just the way it is with a lot of the human condition, but it seems to me that, when tragedies happen or deaths occur, a lot of people really take a look and they really reassess on what's important. And maybe you could take from it that why are people so serious? Like, they need to have some levity in their life and find a way to exist and do what they do, but also to remember to stop and smell the proverbial roses and also have some fun with those roses in your life,
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess the only thing that I could add is, there were actually a couple of things that jumped out at me. First of all, with the title, Cemetery, it also goes to what the question that I asked too, thinking about, when you start to think about, your legacy, start to think about what you're building in the world, there's a way that it could be a way of distracting yourself from the fact that you're impermanent, that we are by nature impermanent beings. And so we, there's a way that we use our business activities to distract ourselves. And so that makes us very serious. There's this urgency that somehow by succeeding at business, you'll beat death. And that could make someone very serious. And then also that thing about there's no wondering where you are now. You're so far now, you can't get any farther away. It made me think of, again, the way that a lot of people approach their business. I mean, who knows? I probably do some of this as well in my work, that there's a way that I'm trying to get away from something, that I'm trying to distance myself from something, things that might have happened in my past or a feeling of vulnerability or weakness. And that, again, that takes you out of being present. And when you're present, you can really enjoy the thing that you're doing, the spirit of the thing. But probably for a lot of people, business is not necessarily an end in itself, that the goal is to distance yourself from the rest of humanity, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. Yeah, the thing that comes up for me as you're saying that is that I think it depends on what your bottom line is, right? Like, a lot of businesses have this idea that really profit is the bottom line, right? Like, everything else falls into place around that. But if you can structure your business in such a way that, money's important, right? In fact, that's really the foundation of everything else. If you're not not making any money, then, you know, next year you won't be here. You won't be doing it. You'll be doing something else. And so that's very important. But there's other bottom lines, too. Community, the environment, individuals, both individuals that you work that work with you and that perhaps your clients.
Quality of personal life, maybe, too. It falls in there somewhere, too.
Absolutely.
You know, just like you talk about bottom lines. This is John talking. But, I mean, you know, is it just the end-all, be-all? I mean, what's the point of having all the dough if you can't enjoy it? And, you know, I don't know, there are people that seem to be able to model themselves and make a lot of money and have a great business, but also have, you know, successful relationships and personal relationships and have a good time in their life too. And I certainly would strive for that model, you know.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
nice. And it seems to me that that's a big part of what you're trying to do with BizNick. So
absolutely, yeah. It's just really the idea that business is a form of self-expression. You know, it's not just a job, it's not just a way, it's not just a paycheck, it's a way to express yourself and to sort of breathe life into your values.
Excellent.
Cool.
And now it's your turn to ask a question to the Pop Oracle. Call in now at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free in Western Washington at 888-298-5569. Ask a question from your heart, and your answer will surely be true when we return with more Radio 8 Ball.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com, where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home. The telephone, it just doesn't seem to.
Thursday, August 9th, the Radio 8 Ball Show goes live at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Join us as the Pop Oracle answers your questions and questions your answers with the music of Seattle folk legend, Jim Page.
Hey, George, I'm talking to you. You're bringing me disgrace, pretending to be my president. You were never even elected in the first place.
Jim Page is a true Northwest treasure, and with him as part of the Radio 8 Ball Show, the Pop Oracle will be fully loaded with conscience, wit, and heart.
It's been that way right from the start. Petroleum Bonaparte.
That's the Radio 8 Ball Show with Jim Page, Thursday, August 9th. For more information, go to CapitolHillArts.com.
Hi, this is Bennett Marks, host of Empowerment Radio, where the edge of insight meets the resolve to be in action. Each Thursday, live at noon, we bring to you the world's greatest thinkers, most profound spiritual teachers, healers, and in-depth coverage of the most critical issues in society. Why? Because I think that is what matters most, especially at this time in our history. So tune in and turn on. Thursdays, live at noon, and rebroadcast at 8 p.m. here on 1150 AM, your talk radio alternative.
And now, on the line, we've got Brian. Welcome to the Radio 8 Ball Show, Brian.
Hi there.
Where are you calling from?
From West Seattle.
Ah, beautiful West Seattle. So, what is your question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, my question is, how can I help my fellow BizNicks, because it turns out I'm a BizNick too. I'm thrilled that you're having Dan on the show. That's why I called. How can I help my fellow BizNicks and fellow human beings find enlightenment and happiness in their business and personal lives? Kind of tying into the discussion you were having earlier.
Oh, that's awesome. So pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 3 nor 8.
5.
Song number 5 for Brian. Here it comes.
It was a beautiful sight, all in the blink of an eye. Like at the end of the night, when the darkness turns to light. And with the promise to be, you kept it burning for me. Like the sun in July, when it hurts too much to see. You were the only one who knew all the hell I put you through. You were the tested, tried and true Angelita. You were the only pair of eyes clear enough to recognize. You were the first to realize, Angelita. I kept you hidden away 7 years to the day, the 27th of May, Angelita. And you were beautiful then, and you're astonishing now. How as much as life will allow, let me be the one to say, you were the only one who knew all the hell I put you through. You were the tested, tried and true Angelita. You were the only pair of eyes clear enough to recognize. Being the first to realize, Angelita. Hidden away 7 years to the day, 7 years to the day, Angelita. I started running away 7 years to the day, 7 years to the day, Angelita.
What was the name of that song?
It's a song called Angelita.
Angelita. Angelita, the answer to Brian's question, how can he help his fellow bizniks and fellow human beings find enlightenment in their business and personal lives? So, Brian.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us your interpretation of that first, or would you like to hear what we think first?
I'm curious what your take on it is. I don't know much about his music, so the symbolism might mean more to
him. Let me tell you a little about the song.
Oh, yeah, great.
It's called Angelita, and, you know, I got to admit, it's actually written for my wife, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I know everybody's like, oh, Jesus, you know, writing songs about your wife, please. And her name is Michelle, too, so it makes her mad that the song is called Angelita a little bit. But I wrote it for her, and it is a love song, and it's about a relationship that started and then took a long time to get to fruition, I guess is the best way of putting it. And it's weird. You talk about, you know, if you're going to ask my interpretation, the fact that it is a love song, you know, you mentioned the word enlightenment and how to help reach that in business and personal aspects and whatnot. And I think that having some love in your life is always good. I think that it makes, you know, it can make things shine brighter and everything a little bit better. So potentially, you know, that's maybe the fact that it's a love song is kind of saying, hey, you know, besides the, you know, the more academic nature of business and the more like the guidelines and the things, you got to remember to have some soul and some life in it as well in order to reach the real enlightenment. You're not just going to get it by crunching numbers only, you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
Dan, did you have anything you wanted to chime in there?
The thing that came up for me as I was listening to that song was that Angelita is about an individual person who the writer has a very personal history with. And I think that when you talk about big concepts like enlightenment for, you know, all of humankind or you know, people in a broad spectrum like the world of business, it becomes very hard to bring that to earth unless you actually are talking about an individual person. And that's what I got from the song is that when you're reaching for those lofty goals, I think you start with the person in front of you, perhaps your client.
you're breaking up a little bit.
Hold
there.
On, is that Brian's phone?
I'm here.
Hurricane Brian.
Yeah.
Your phone's a little bit loud. I don't know. Is there wind where you are?
Oh, yeah. I can step over to the door right here.
Hey, this is John really quick. Something just occurred to me. Could I add one more thing based upon what Dan said? It's something else is that not only is it a love song, but it's also about somebody who kind of was able to illuminate a part of someone else they couldn't see themselves.
That's exactly what I was getting.
There were
two lines that really jumped out at me. There was, you were the first to realize.
Right.
And that idea of recognizing something special before the whole world sees it, and that might be a big piece. And then the idea that something about I kept you hidden away. And I think that I've known that as much as I like to think that I'm a really supportive person and that I support my friends, and I still know that there are areas where competition comes in. And if I know someone who is really excellent at something that I think I'm excellent at, that there are, depending upon how they do it, there's a certain way that I might, you know, sort of try and, you know, put them on, sort of back burner them a little bit. Or even if it's not actively to not support them, that I'm not actively supporting them because there's a way that they're confronting to me. So maybe something about those two things. And I don't know how that shows up in your life, Brian, but, you know, that you might, you know, there's something about recognizing and realizing the thing that's special and also knowing how to support people even though they might be confronting to you.
And really quickly, also, sorry, Brian, if you can think about this in terms of you're talking about your community, like, you know, Biznik and all and stuff like that, like maybe there are people out there that can show you something about yourself that you can't see. You know, they can be a mirror for you. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what I was getting at. Anyways.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that you guys reiterated some of the lyrics because I'm on my cell phone. I had a really hard time hearing it. And I was listening to it over a stream, so that was delayed by like 45 seconds. So it was a little hard to sync that up. And
understood.
Listen. But, okay, so what's really cool is I gotta say Radio 8-Ball does work. And, wow, I've gone through this intense period in my life recently that involved a new love in my life who really illuminated the world for me in a new way and helped me to learn more about myself and working with other people and seeing the love and joy in other people. And it has a lot to do with business, and it has a lot to do with, helping other people in the community. And I've been putting energy into that and thinking about it a lot and trying to figure out, wow, is that the place where I really need to keep putting more energy? Am I putting too much energy? And I think this confirms that, yeah, I think I'm putting the right amount of energy. So that was really about the right answer I was secretly hoping for.
Excellent.
Quick question for you, Brian. What is your business?
So my business is sustainability consulting. I've realized that the best way that I can help people, I think, professionally is through the technical skills that I have, helping people to get their arms around concepts of sustainability in their own lives, whether in terms of energy or green building or the transportation choices they make, how they eat local food as opposed to food coming from thousands of miles away. All of that kind of stuff, helping them with everything from solar panels or wind power to just little things around a house to change the way they live and change the culture and the community.
That's great. And I want to thank you a lot for calling and participating in Radio 8 Ball.
Yeah, thank you guys. This is wonderful.
Cheers.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And you are listening to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions. We have lines open. We're here with John Auer and Dan McComb of Biznik.com. Not John Auer of Biznik.com. John Auer of...
Not yet, at least.
John Auer of many projects that you would be familiar with, including the Posies, Big Star, and... the fabulous Bill Shatner. Do you get to call him Bill?
Not when he's around.
Yeah. The number here is 425-373-5527. Again, 425-373-5527. And if you're calling in the Western Washington area, you can call toll-free at 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-KKNW. And if we don't have a caller on the line right away, I want to go back to... Could you tell us just a little... Could you give us one story about working with Bill Shatner?
Mr. Shatner. Bill Shatner, I mean, obviously, everybody who's listening hopefully would know. I mean, you live in America. You gotta know.
I don't know. You have to help me out.
Oh, really? Was that a little bit of facetiousness I heard in my voice?
Is that William Shatner from...
Well, yeah, the William Shatner.
Oh, okay.
Here's the deal. I worked on a record in Nashville in 2003. Ben Folds, do you know who Ben Folds is?
Yeah.
He produced it, and he got just a whole bevy of people to come play on it. Everybody from Amy Mann to Henry Rollins was there, Joe Jackson, and I was kind of a hired gun to do some guitar and vocal work. And
to be a hired gun in that crew is pretty high honor.
It was pretty great, and it was, you know, even in the moments when I was just basically a well paid fly on the wall at some points, it was the greatest fly on the wall gig. Getting to watch, like, there's a song on the record that Shatner did that's essentially a rap. It's a rant against modern culture, and I watched him and Henry Rollins construct it over the course of about 4 hours from scratch. And, you know, God, I wish I'd had a video camera.
Yeah.
Somebody else did, actually. It's all captured. But I think the weirdest thing was just hearing his voice constantly out of context. Like, it wasn't on a television. It wasn't on a movie screen. It wasn't in Star Trek. It wasn't on one of his many shows or a Priceline.com commercial. It was just that voice being used to ask the simplest of everyday things, like, you know, I'm going to Baja Fresh. Would you like a burrito? It's being said by, you know, when William Shatner says it, it sounds like Captain Kirk saying it, basically. Or would you please pass me that Diet Coke over there on the table? You know, I mean, you would freeze and go, wait a second, is this really happening? You know,
does he do that, like, you know, the pause of, you know,
it's him, it's all him. Yeah. It really is. It's all those pregnant pauses and all the, you know, he's an actor. It's in his blood.
Yeah.
He lives very dramatically, and it's a force of nature. I thought the guy was on some kind of illegal substance to keep him going. It turns out, I guess, he has like five times the natural amount of serotonin running in his body.
And really?
That's what he told everybody, as I remember it.
Wow.
Because we all sat at his feet and he told us stories and stuff like that. So it was a great experience, though. It was a good time.
Okay, well, I think I'm gonna ask one more question just to finish things up here. And so my question has to do with the Radio 8 Ball show we're doing tonight. We're going to be doing the Radio 8 Ball show live at the Capitol Hill Arts Center with Jim Page as our musical guest. And Jim Page was the guest last week for people who tuned in. And I just want to know what the theme of tonight's show is going to be. What the lesson, when I say the theme, what's the lesson that I have to learn from tonight's Radio 8 Ball show at the Capitol Hill Arts Center? And so would you please play song number 2? I guess.
Friday comes with little warning. Saturday is close behind. Then you sleep in Sunday morning. Monday back out on the line. Did friends go passing by you? They pretend that you're not there. It's their affection they deny you. So you pretend that you don't care. You're not to blame, 'cause you were never made aware that it all comes back in good time, and that's a fact. It's alright, at least for now. A healthy dose of deep depression can keep you comfortably smug. life without you can't imagine. It's become your favorite drug. Once you had your own direction and all your thoughts were clean and clear, now gazing at your own reflection makes you wanna smash the mirror. You never listen, but I know that you can hear that it all comes back in good time, and that's a fact. It's alright, at least for now. You can always worry, you can always think that you're wrong, but never say you're sorry for something that you never, something that you never done. The weight of the world is on your shoulders. You've seen so much and you're so young, but you'll have to wait until you're older to understand all that's been done. Stand your ground because the battle has just begun. And it all comes back in good time, and that's a fact. It's all right, at least for now. And it all comes back in good time, and that's a fact. It's all right, at least for now.
And what was the name of that song?
Appropriately enough, it's titled At Least For Now.
At Least For Now. And that was the answer to my question, looking to see what lesson I have to learn from tonight's live Radio 8 Ball event at the Capitol Hill Arts Center with Jim Page. And we're coming up on the top of the on the end of the show, so I'm just going to jump in and give my interpretation. That's okay with you guys?
Yes. Here you go.
So I thought it was interesting. The show's on Thursday, and it sort of leads right out of that. Friday comes with little warning. Saturday isn't far behind. Then what's the line about Sunday?
Sleeping Sunday morning.
Sleeping Sunday morning, and then Monday back out on the line. And I sort of feel like that. Like we're coming to the end of the week, and there's a lot of stuff that I need to do to prepare for the shows we're doing in L.A., John. And that's going to really start in earnest on Monday. And then I'm going to jump through a bunch of other lines and then come to the end. You can always worry. You can always think that you're wrong, but don't say you're sorry for something that you've never done. And I've been really getting that really strongly, that there's a way that I want to be nice. I want to be, you know, I want to make things easy. I want to like doubly explain things to people. And I've been really getting a strong sense that, especially with Radio 8 Ball, the best thing I can do is be really solid and not apologize for anything about doing it. And then stand your ground because the battle's just begun. It's actually felt like really encouraging. And, you know, I know it's a melancholy song, but I actually feel really encouraged by it.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say melancholy. I love to milk the melancholy, you know, out of any kind of musical material. But inevitably, it ends up being very hopeful at the end. It's not a depressing song, really. I mean, it's like a list of trials and tribulations, and then it's basically reassuring you and saying that it's okay. I mean, life is kind of a cyclical kind of thing, or cyclical, however you pronounce the word, and that there are going to be times where it's difficult, and it will take time for you to understand what you're going through, and it might be a little while down the line until you fully realize what piece of the puzzle you've just actually put into play in your life. But eventually it all comes back around is what I'm saying, that it's going to be all right. So it's just kind of, it's almost like, you know, a really bittersweet, pretty melancholy way of trying to reassure someone, you know, and say that things will work out.
Yeah, I got the whole present moment piece out of that. Like the idea that if you think about all the challenges that you face, it can be overwhelming. But if you just come right back to the now, then you can soldier on and be creative in the present.
You are good. That's true.
Awesome. That's perfect. And that's a perfect way to bring to a close this part of the Radio 8 Ball show. Stick around, and I'll let you know what's coming up next week when we come back with more of the Radio 8 Ball show. If you like what you're hearing and you want another chance to participate, a two-hour non-commercial version of Radio 8 Ball can be heard Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on KAOS in Olympia, Washington, with me and my co-host, Tammy T., playing CDs on shuffle function as the answers to your questions. Give us a shake, Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at 89.3 FM in Olympia or at www.kaosradio.org. And that brings to a close this episode of the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking CDs at random, putting them in the CD player, and pressing shuffle function. Actually, that's not how we do it. That's how we do it on the FM show that you just heard about. I want to thank our musical guests, John Auer and Dan McComb of Biznik.com, for contributing their voices to the show. Next week, my guest will be Matt Southworth of the Seattle band The Capillaries. Until then, this is Andras Jones wishing you spine-tingling synchronicities, connection with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.
Do you like this show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.